But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors in the prisons and led them out and said, "Go and take your place in the temple area and tell the people everything about this life." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There's some pretty amazing things that are going on within our readings, right? Pretty incredible. I mean, think about that. What's going on here is that they're thrown in a public prison, these who are preaching Jesus Christ. In the midst of that prison, somebody lets them out. One who's not born of flesh and blood, but by spirit and his spirit itself. An angel. Anybody here? We just did this for our confirmation students. Here's a quiz for each of you. None of our confirmation students come. That's sad. Except for this one. What is an angel? That's a question on the confirmation exam. What's an angel? It's a spirit who is also holy, which is why we call them all saints. But what is an angel? What does the word angel even mean? Say it louder. Messenger, that's right. Angels are messengers. So what do angels do? They do what their name means. Give messages. Who do they give messages to and from? They give them from God, and they give them from us to God. That's what an angel does. And so what happens in anybody who brings a message from God is actually an angel. Anyone who brings a message from you to God is actually an angel. That's why Deacon is an angel. He brings our petitions each and every time we come together at Mass, and he brings them and offers them to God. That's why every time, we preached on this before, every time you see an angel depicted in iconography, it's always, the angel is always dressed as a deacon, just like Deacon Marvin, because Deacon Marvin's an angel. Now that's an aside, but what's going on here within the scriptures here? Within the scriptures, we see something interesting here. Why is it, I've been wondering about this, why is it that we fail so often? I'm talking about us who are here, even we who come to daily Mass. Why do we often fail to pray to our own angels? You know, each of us has a guardian angel. Why do we neglect them? Have you thought about that? Or we just rattle off that prayer because it's a habit. We don't actually ask a petition. Why? I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about that, and just as I was in the sacristy there, it hit me in a new way that it hadn't hit me before. Why do we ignore our guardian angels? It's because we don't want to hear a message from God. We're afraid to listen to God. We're afraid to hear his voice so often. That's why we ignore our angels, because we know that they're messengers and they got something to say, and maybe we don't want to hear that thing. There's a fear there. And I think that's something that our Lord wants to attack here in this Holy Mass and attack within us in our individual lives. There are messages which God wants to speak to us, his divine messages through our own guardian angels, but we resist that. There's nothing to be afraid of. We fear that if we hear a message from God, a word from God, that it's going to strike our soul. And what does that mean? I'm going to lose something. Something of me is going to be taken away. I have to change my life if I hear a word from God, because maybe my life isn't matching up perfectly with what God wants of me. If I hear from God, that means I probably need to change in response. And so there's a fear movement there. That's why we tend to ignore our angels. Because what does the angel say here? The angel turns to them and he says, "What? Go and take your place in the temple area." That's where they took them from and threw them in prison. Go and tell the people everything about this life. That's the reason why they were thrown in prison. See, these were men who were full of the Holy Spirit, apostles of God. They didn't care. They went right back to where they were because they knew, yeah, maybe we're going to be blessed enough to be whipped and beaten and attacked just for the name of God. God who we saw was crucified. God who we saw was also raised. We have a fear that if we do what the angel of God tells us to do, if we listen to his voice, maybe that means that my life actually has to be different, and everything I've been doing up to this point maybe needs to be altered. Guess what? That's not the way God works. If Mrs. Campos was here, Christina Campos, she'd be pointing out, hey, Father, remember, I've got a book. I'm really into Dynamic Catholic. She'd be pointing to the yellow book, which is called what? Titled Resisting Happiness. So many of us resist happiness. That's the one thing God wants to bring us to, is happiness. Not just a happiness that is happy, happy, joy, joy, jumping around and screaming for joy all the time. It's something that dwells within the depths of our souls. Something which the world can't understand. Something which emanates at the very depth of who we are that remains even in the midst of the most turbulent and difficult of situations. That's what our Lord wants to bring us to. So if he's speaking a word, it's a word always for our happiness. Always for a redoubling of our joy. Always for leading us to a place where we can't even imagine. As it says in the scriptures, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor it has even dawned upon the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. So brothers and sisters, why do we resist happiness? Why don't we actually ask our angels to speak to us? Why don't we really have a heartfelt movement that says, angel of God, you are my guardian dear. God's love commends me here. I believe that he loves me. Speak. The servant is listening. That's what our Lord asks of us. And I promise you, even in this Mass, as Jesus is lifted up, as the Eucharist is presented before us, even at that time, the angel of the Lord wishes to speak to us, just as we celebrated on Monday the Feast of the Annunciation, spoke to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Listen, don't be afraid. Our Lord has a word, and it's always not just for your good, not just for someday you'll get happiness, but for your true joy now that will lead you to eternity. Trust him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.